I'm excited today because Pilot is dropping increasingly more stuff as we get closer to the summit. That's what we can expect. I would be curious to know if people want me to do a complete breakdown of everything that gets dropped. Let me know. That'd be like an hour-long show. But if you're like, I want a long-form, hour-long deep dive by Matt every single week, let me know in the comments and maybe I'll deliver that for you. Otherwise, you get to hear the things that I'm most excited about and how I think it's going to have the most amount of impact in the business, or things that I've waited a long time for, or things that I see people uniquely using in a really cool, creative way. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Cicino, and if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show. Today, it has to do with email broadcasts, which not a lot of folks probably use. I've even previously taught like how we do even an email blast is we will use like the automations area and run like a workflow to do it that way. I'm gonna share my screen. Inside of broadcasts, it's email broadcasts from the email builder. You click on like send and schedule, and you have the ability to like, you know, set these, you know, a couple options here where you can set this out. It can be like an RSS kind of campaign, run to a feed there. You can do like batch scheduling. You can send now. All of these options aside, here's what I wanted to highlight. Down here for recipients, you already have the ability to do smart lists. I say already, this is a newer one. Pre-built segments. This is, look at this. Contacts that were engaged in the last 7 days, 30 days, 60 days. Great. Subscriber, like now you can create evergreen dynamic email nurture based on segments or based on a smart list, which is, you know, kind of, I guess there's a number for this account. So
yeah, this is stuff that's common in standalone email platforms, right? And that's what I love is that when High Level starts a new thing, everyone's like, oh, but the other app still does this. Well, I'm like, give them a month.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so this is where, honestly, so here's the hot take here. They're moving specifically Klaviyo. Now there's other folks that are kind of in the reactivation space, but like High Level knows from a addressable opportunity, they've been largely brick and mortar, which is phenomenal. You've seen initiatives that have rolled out skateboards that are continuing to mature here in like the shop, in the e-com space. But if they're thinking of like big, like a bigger addressable market, like ask anybody like, what's bigger, brick and mortar or e-commerce? You're like, e-commerce. What's growing at a faster pace? Like brick and mortar or e-commerce? Like e-commerce. Still e-commerce. And so Klaviyo is a email sending tool that really grew up and had its foothold with Shopify. And so Klaviyo is the thing they're coming after. And so the two dynamics there is one, being able to send a smart list or send to these pre-built segments. You don't have to even define them. They're already there. And it already knows kind of who's, you know, who's filled into that segment there. The tracking clicks and doing UTM tracking. So now you can do better attribution from a like sales that are happening or commerce activities are all moving in that space. And so there's my hot take about it. I see them, you know, making moves on the email builder. This is what they call broadcast or email broadcast space, giving more of these sort of like evergreen options that are dynamic. I think this is going to be most useful in the e-com space. I think it's useful for in the digital product space as well. Ironically, it's probably least useful. Well, it doesn't have to be least useful. I'll give you an example. I just gave someone of where this would be useful in more of like a brick and mortar space. So they had, it's in the auto industry. They had lots of lists and they did really poor email nurture. And so big opportunity for kind of a reactivation. And so we said, well, what if you'd use this more so to segments so they could create the segments or create the smart list there so they know who it is, kind of what they're interested in, and then craft these email blasts where you can already do this, where you can have the actual contents of the email, a placeholder generated by AI. So now I could have it. I know every single month, these are the people that visited. I mean, you can even do stuff like visited my page that was about this Porsche. And so therefore they're going to get a nurture that's specifically highlighting benefits, perks, stuff relevant that's going on about Porsches, as opposed to generically being like, here's the 12 used cars that we provide. It gets to be more hyper specified and setting up things like this, where you can schedule it and say, just send to the smart list. The smart list may change.
Yeah,
it does. Smart list changes over time. The segment's going to change. But now you're setting up automated or scheduled things to happen based on, or like, it's dynamic and when it's sending out, and then it's also dynamic in who it's sending to. And these kind of things are going to drive a lot more adoption to the email builder and what they call the email broadcast in general. So there's my hot take about high level releases. And I guess my call to action here is, if you are coming to the summit, if you're coming to the high level summit, please comment down below. Let me know. I got something special that we're putting on, but I want to know if you're coming, because I don't want to disappoint too many folks for not coming. So this is my recommendation. Come to the summit. It's happening in October. Be good to hang out, but I want to know if you're coming, because we have something cool for you. So just let me know in the comments, and I'll reply and get you what you need.